petrol station in the state western Equatoria state are dry remain, and residents of Yambio town are now depending on the black market for supplies of diesel and petrol. Earlier this month, two oil companies in collaboration with South Sudan's national ministries of finance, trade and industry imported truckloads of diesel and petrol to help push down prices of fuel across the country. Bosu Seme, the manager of Ansa petrol station in Yambio, says the state government is to blame for the fuel increase across Yambio town.
The revenue takes from us 5%. But later on, we receive a degree, they increase from 5% to 10%. And from this 10%, with this nowadays a situation of inflation of money, we will not be able to operate on that that figure. Last month, we wrote our complaint and we submitted to the authority concerned.
Haim Isaiah Paul, the State Minister of Trade and Industry, says the fuel crisis in Yambio is just a temporary issue and the state government is working hard to solve it. When the State Ministry of Trade and Industry got the complaint from traders, we immediately took steps on how the fuel crisis can be addressed. We are now trying to see how the taxes can be reduced on the fuel dealers in Western Equatoria State. The problem is already solved. In the next 48 hours, there will be enough fuel in Yambio and all the counties. But Busu says they are waiting for the response from the state government.
All the stations in Yambio also facing the same problem. We are still looking forward for the government and the state to consider our problem so that we can go ahead to supply more fuel. It's good that the tax of the fuel has to come down so that the poor people on the ground can be able to buy a liter. If we just increasing the price, this is affecting our people, not the government.
David Bako, a resident of Yambio town, says the fuel crisis has affected him, adding that he now walks to his place of work after parking his motorbike.
To use a border too is very expensive. Now I have to walk 45 minutes from my home to the place of work, back and forth, and I'm getting to 60. If it is affecting me so much like this, what about the ordinary people and the people who are far away from the city? That's how it affects us here.
Simon Richard, a motorbike taxi operator locally known as Boda Boda, says the shortage of fuel has affected their business. He says he has lost most of his customers because of the high fuel prices. We are really very sad because our customers are no longer like how they used to be. What is affecting us is the fuel price, which is very expensive. When we buy it like that, for a customer to take border for 3,000 or 4,000 South Sudanese pounds is very difficult, which has affected us because it's our way of survival on how our children can eat food. But with this, it has crippled our business. The fuel shortage in Yambio has hit business communities and state government workers. For VOA News, I am Matias Samuel Tematio in Yambio, Western Equatoria State.